the Warren Haynes Pre-Christmas Jam, our fifth one, Warren's 15th one. Welcome, everybody. And by everyone, I mean everybody listening at 88.7 and online at WMCW.org. I'm Martin Anderson. We got the whole MCW crew here. Kim Clark's around, Ellen Furman, Roland Dieroff, a whole assortment of folks. But more importantly is the folks that are here on stage. And we're going to get it rolling with Mr. Warren Haynes. Warren, welcome back to your hometown of Asheville.
I'm glad to be here.
Warren Haynes, last year you got the key to the city from the mayor of Asheville, and I can't think of a better person to receive the key to the city of Asheville. You've done so much for this community, for the music community, and of course the Warren Haynes Christmas Jam is a benefit for Habitat for Humanity. We're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about what you've been up to, and of course the folks that you've got lined up on stage here in a little bit, Edwin McCain, Colonel Bruce Hampton, the Meters, Greg Allman. Who am I leaving out?
Kevin Kinney, John Bale, Dave Schools, John Cowan, Sam Bush. I'm sure I'm leaving some people out too. Sonny Landreth. It's going on and on, and so we'll pencil them in as they come.
All right, it's an organic process. It feels like a family reunion. You've done a great job getting these great folks together. We'll talk a little bit, as I said, but the emphasis is on the music. So welcome once again to your pre-Christmas jam, buddy, and take it away.
Thank you. I'm going to have my good friend Danny Lewis, who is now the keyboard player in Government Mule, play a couple with me here.
She's so
Thank you very much. It's good to see you. We got so many great people here tonight. We'll just introduce them as they come along. Thank you very much. I'd like to take the time right now to bring out one of the people that's been a part of the foundation of the Christmas Jam for several years in a row. Please welcome Edwin McCain.
Well, it's hard to tell what's true compassion when it's dressed up in hair and nails and fashion. The tabloids all rush to cash in on what we should believe. I hope I'll never see the day when there's nothing on the planet left to save, and oxygen is the designer crusade, so we are fighting to breathe. It's a beautiful life. It's just as advertised. It's all for one low price. There's redefined prints, and you'll be content with your beautiful life. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you all. Appreciate it.
Well, this association kind of came about because Edwin asked me years ago to do the America Street benefit in Charleston. And I was like, hey, yeah, I'll do that. Why don't you come up and do the Christmas jam? And kind of mushroomed from there.
And then it turned into me and you and Kevin going on tour.
Yeah.
That was a
good one. Playing New York City.
Right. All right. But the bottom line?
Bottom line. We played the bottom line and had a wonderful time. And then we played Memphis and Las Vegas.
Yeah, and where? Vegas. I forgot about the Vegas gig.
We played in Las Vegas, and the girls were throwing their panties on their stage. Edwin McCain! Oh, my God!
We played Memphis, and they were throwing ribs at Kevin Kenney. That was fun. The bottom line, I love the bottom line. They're real strict. Remember how it was like here, you can have an apple and half a glass of water, and anything else you got to pay for.
I love the bottom line, honest to God, and they're going to sue us for saying this, but at the bottom line in New York City, you get free sodas while you're playing, but during the break you have to pay for them. I don't know how many of you people are familiar with Sonny Rollins, the legendary saxophone player, but the stage manager at the bottom line told me that when you play the bottom line, as we well know, they give you a little basket, and it has like an apple, an orange, and four Hershey's Kisses in it, and that's your hospitality. And
they want you to know that they care, but not that much.
Yeah. They want you to know you're expendable. And but they told me that if you play there two nights, you don't get the basket the second night. You only get it the first night. And the only person in the history of the bottom line to get the basket the second night was Sonny Rollins.
Nice.
That's how much they cared about him. They spent that extra $12.50 on Sonny. You know?
Next to me, she's trying hard to drink it away, and I feel the rumble of the subway beneath the stage, and eyes are screaming. And her lips are pursed, and this is. Though that feels like, it feels like the world's. And she says, can someone tell me how this can happen? And I hear myself tell her, know some old words, and I know they won't help. And then I feel guilty, yeah, now cause I've closed some sweet shops myself. And such, but to a heart that's been shattered, those words don't mean much. And all the loud pining that Gerald's goals does have, and don't you ever rest out. Or will the sign on the door say, sorry, and we'll close. Can someone tell me how this can happen? And I guess God only knows. My heart is a bit a sweet child of love, but now I'm sad. Still sorry, we'll go.
You're listening to Warren Haynes and Friends live here on WNCW Spindale.
Please welcome the third part of the whatever we call this thing. Kevin Kinney.
Yeah.
Kevin and I went on tour in a van that he rented from Armada and just never took it back. You still have that van, right?
It costs $50,000.
Right, I think that tab right now is like somewhere up to the USS Eisenhower.
That's what he paid it on the side.
I can't tell you things that I have never told anyone. I can't sing you songs that I have never sung to one. I don't have to know a day to open up my shades. When you walk through my days, here comes the morning. It's a cool, cool morning. Time will remember your faithless warning. I need no reminders that you're my truest friend and confidant. Mountain high and river low, through the oceans we will go. I haven't heard your voice for many tears and years and fears ago. Singing song and walking long, the men from town will gather round. Seeking simple greetings. Goodbye, hello, how are you?
How are you? You all right?
Here comes the morning. It's a cool, cool morning. Time will remember your faithless warning. I need no reminder that you're my truest friend and confidant. Thank you. newfound friend. Told me I would never see the light of day again. Handed me a book inside, he proudly wrote my name. The cover read, "This is the peace, the life you live, my friend."
Thank you.
shelter, 'cause I heard I could get some help there. But the doors are closed and the sign said sorry. I guess no one's got an open door here. I gotta move on. I gotta move on. I got no home, but I gotta move on. My friend Billy said, come here. He said something about inheritance. To $1 million. Now everybody wants to treat me like the brother.
Kevin Kenny. We'd like to bring Edwin back out here and Danny Lewis.
Yeah.
This is a song that the three of us used to do when we played together live, and we did it as a bonus track on the Kevin Kinney Flower and the Knife record. Distance is not near. Thank you so much. Welcome to the 15th annual Christmas Jam pre-party.
Hey, everybody. Is it sounding good out there? All right. It's the WNCW Christmas, pre-Christmas Jam, our fifth time doing it. Boy, have we had some fine folks for this pre-jam these last few years. And I'd have to say this is the best one yet, perhaps. I'm Martin Anderson. For those that may just be tuning in, lots of folks listening at 88.7 WNCW Spindale. And, of course, online at WNCW.org. I wish you guys could be here to watch this. It's a beautiful thing here. We got a nice lineup of folks and some great supporters of public radio in the audience. We got more to come. I'm going to chat with Warren for a brief moment, and then John Bell will come out, and Sonny Landreth and company, the Funky Meters, Greg Allman, and a lot more in between. Warren, congratulations on getting, once again, a great lineup of folks for the jam.
Thank you. I'd like to say thanks to all the wonderful musicians that have contributed through the years, and especially this year. This is possibly the best lineup we've ever had, and it's just amazing to have friends around that you can count on to be there to raise this kind of money for something as wonderful as Habitat for Humanity and to make the kind of music that we've been making. And I hope everybody appreciates the vibe that goes into that with all these musicians coming here and playing for free and taking their time and flying from all over the country to be here. And I'd really like to send a special thank you out to all of them.
Definitely. And this has got to be one of the hardest times of the year to get such a great caliber of folks together. It must take a lot of logistics. But, you know, all these folks, like everyone else, got family. You want to be home for the holidays, but they're taking time to fly into Asheville to do this.
Well, that's why the lineup changes. We start booking it months in advance. And even from the first time we make the announcement, this is who's coming, you know, a lot of people saw that there were people like Jimmy Herring and Robert Randolph, who were both trying to be here but couldn't make it, and people like Greg Allman, who wasn't initially going to be here but now is, and it changes all the time based on people's family plans, you know, and once again, you know, my hat goes off to all those people for making that commitment.
You mentioned Greg Allman, and I was going to bring him up just to kind of get folks up to date on what you, Warren Haynes, have been up to. You're downright workaholic, yet we love it. Yeah, you're so busy. Been working with Allman Brothers Band, well, for a number of years, and then it took a little break from them to start up Government Mule. You're now doing Government Mule, Allman Brothers Band. Still working with the Dead?
Yes, and I've been doing some stuff with those guys and with Phil Lesh and friends, and I've been doing some solo acoustic stuff. The Allman Brothers have a new record out. There's a new DVD out live from the Beacon Theater and a live record coming out in February. Government Mule just released The Deepest End, which was our six-hour concert from New Orleans that is now out on DVD. It's a package with a double DVD and two CDs that captures the whole six-hour show. And next year, I'm going to release a solo acoustic record early in the year, and we're going to get in the studio and start working on the new Government Mule record. So there's a lot going on.
That sounds great. For those that might not be familiar with the history of Government Mule, a cool amalgamation of folks knee-deep in blues at the forefront of the jam band scene now. Original bass player was the late Alan Woody, and he sadly passed away how many years ago now?
In August of 2000, and I'd like to send out a special thank you and hello to Alan's father, who is here with us tonight, Doug. Yes. Woody.
Yes, Mr. Woody is here. It's real heartwarming to see him here. And just a really cool metamorphosis over the past few years of, you know, how do you deal with losing such a key member of the band? Well, you've done a brilliant thing, you all, you and Matt Apps, of having sort of a revolving door of some of the best bassists in the world, Dave Schools, and it's just the list goes on of folks on the bass that have hung out with Government Mule while you guys just kind of tried different things out, and it's been a great process. The Deep End series captures all the different folks joining you and Matt. And you've got a pretty special announcement now of you. Government Mule now does have a decision on a permanent bass player.
We actually, the last tour we did was with Andy Hess, who is here tonight. Andy is the new bass player in Government Mule. And I'd like to also point out that George Porter and Dave Schools are both also here, and
yeah,
they are two of the people that helped keep us alive.
That's great. I get the feeling that it's the Christmas jams like this that enable you to really be in touch with the music community more than maybe any other event, and kind of seeing who's up to what, and being in touch of reuniting at places like here and at Bonnaroo.
Yeah, it's those kind of events that bring everybody together, and we all get to hang out. And because, you know, we're all traveling on the road like ships in the night, and you never get to see each other enough. But these kind of places, we can all hang out, and it's a very special thing.
We're speaking with Warren Haynes live for the WNCW pre-Christmas jam. Live on WNCW, getting ready for one heck of an evening of music. John Bell is just about ready to come out. But briefly, the Christmas jam is a benefit for Asheville Area Habitat for Humanity. Warren, you've done great stuff with Habitat. There is, I know, at least one house that is now built, the Mule House, they call it, the Government Mule House.
Yeah, I went to see that house today, and it's based on the funds that we raised last year. We raised over $70,000 at last year's Christmas Jam. And Lou Krause from the Habitat for Humanity said today that the Christmas Jam has been a part of building 8 houses, and I feel like this year will be the biggest one to date. We'll probably raise over $100,000. And thanks everybody.
Great.
And I'd also like to encourage everybody here tonight and everybody listening on the radio to make donations to Habitat for Humanity. And all of you here tonight are here free, so all the more reason to make a donation, right?
That's right. And of course, the actual Christmas Jam is sold out. Don't know if any more seats will become available, but you can find out through the Civic Center for sure. But all the proceeds, profits from that, go to Asheville Area Habitat for Humanity. You can surf on the web, and I'll give a phone number too, ashevillehabitat.org. And you can also easily do a search for Habitat for Humanity. You can make a donation there. A local number is 828-251-5702. Warren Haynes, you do so much for the Asheville area, the music community. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to introduce my good friend here that's his first time at the Christmas Jam, Mr. John Bell.
Make that doggy cry. make it last for a while.
Thank you very much for being here. I'm very happy to be here. And I'm happy that was a semblance of a Christmas song for the Warren Haynes pre-Christmas jam. With all kinds of benefits, Habitat for Humanity, not being the only one. It's personal thing. Some things
life that we're given. Someday, somewhere, some things get hit by lightning, and some things just don't. That we're living. Oh, Joe, he moves slow. He likes to look at things.
Almost forgot that little tag. Thought I'll put it on right there. All right, so this is Eric, everybody. And see, I got it out of a catalog. You got it? Thanks, everybody.
So much for being here tonight. This is going to be an incredible evening. Welcome to the Orange Peel. We are live in downtown Asheville. This is the fifth pre-Christmas jam. I hope you're having a fantastic time. And without further ado, it's the Sonny Landreth Band, live on WNCW.
Hello, how y'all doing tonight? It's a great event or what? Thanks so much. If the spirit moves, you don't hold back. Whatever that means. You know, you feel like dancing, dance. On top of a table, cut loose, get crazy. It's the end of the year, you're allowed to do that. Thank you. Hey, y'all, we're going to bring out Mr. John Cowan. Get him out here on stage with us. We're very honored to have him here tonight, and the many other great guests backstage. There he is. Just for John, come on.
We'll be right back.
So John Cowan, come on. All right, look out now. We got the guest coming tonight. I tell you what, Mr. Warren Haynes is back there somewhere. Let's drag him back out. He's going to have to play with everybody tonight. He gets the Marathon Award. We got a new album out called The Road We're On. This is a tune off. It's called All About You.
to the Sonny Landreth Band live right here on WNCW Spindle. Warren Haynes and friends, pre-Christmas jam, fifth year.
Mr. Sam Bush has. Sam, you back there with that electrified mandolin? He's mastered the art of Jethro Beck, otherwise known as Mr. Jethro Beck. A little slow blues tune here for y'all.
Haynes Pre-Christmas Jam 2003. I'm Martin Anderson with WNCW. Happy holidays to you. Listening online at WNCW.org, listening at 88.7 or various translators, and the wonderful small collection of folks here joining us tonight. How are you all doing tonight? Is this a beautiful musical family reunion or what? Got to give kudos once again to Warren Haynes for getting together such a great group of folks. All benefit for Habitat for Humanity. Again, the Christmas Jam tomorrow at the Asheville Civic Center is sold out. You can still make a donation to the Asheville Area Habitat for Humanity. We are WNCW Spindale. The Funky Meters are on the way in a little bit. Greg Allman is on the way in a little bit. Who knows who else will join us? But for now, it is time for Dave Schools, Doug Belote, Brian Stoltz of the Funky Meters, Colonel Bruce Hampton, giving up for the Stained Souls.
I'm so glad. Thank you. Thank you.
water saved from the desert sand. Just a spoon of your precious love saved me from the ship I'm in. When people lie about it, people die about it.
Listening to Warren Haynes and Friends for the 5th annual pre-jam right here on WNCW Spindle. Still to come, the Funky Meters and the Greg Allman Band.
You're listening to the Orange Peel version of the Stained Souls Band. And you are live on 88.7 WNCW.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sam Bush.
We are live on 88.7 WNCW Spindle. Live music, live radio is what it's all about. We did a switch of things. We got some more bluegrass coming up with Sam Bush and John Cowan. For now, Brian Stoltz is back. Russell Batiste is on the stage. George Porter on the bass. Art Neville, they are collectively the Funky Meters.
No.
Y'all from the funky meters, George Porter on the bass, Fran Stokes on the guitar, Russell Baptiste on the drums, and your truly, Art Neville right here on the keyboard. Thank y'all very much for inviting us up, dude. That's it. We'll be right back.
come up here and play with us on this. It's a Danny Lewis.
Thank you. 7 on your FM dial. Live!
Yeah.
You are listening to the 5th annual Warren Haynes Pre-Christmas Jam right here live on WNCW Spindle. Up next, Sam Bush, John Cowan, and an all-star cast.
The Warren Haynes Pre-Christmas Jam. I'm Martin Anderson. You're in tune with WNCW Spindle. This is live radio. We've got another act lined up right now. Sam Bush, John Cowan, who knows who else? I'll introduce him, Sam Bush.
John. I feel so bad. This is the worst day I ever had. And it is a middle of your head. It's a middle of a very long time. If I want it, hold the line. But you gotta put on your sailor shoes. Come on. Gotta put on your sailor shoes. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Everyone will have their share. You put on your sailor.
Mr. Jeff Autry, where are you?
Good evening, music lovers. I want to welcome listeners to WNCW to the Warren Haynes Christmas Jam. In case you didn't get that, you're hearing Mr. Jeff Autry now on the guitar.
Play that thing one time. Yeah.
I know y'all want to hear John Cowan sing a tune, so let's get to that. It's called Let's Make a Baby King.
It's a Christmas song, so happy Christmas to y'all and happy holidays. Sadness don't we? We got to turn this crazy bird. Thank you, guys. I want to tell you what a pleasure it is always to be in the WNCW part of the world. And thank you to Warren Haynes for inviting me and Sam. And it's totally an honor to be here with these guys this evening. And of course, with you. You all know Sam, don't you? Mr. Jeff Autry from Buford, Georgia on the guitar. And yes, I'm Hillary Clinton. Thank you.
You're looking pretty good.
Thank you.
Say, how many people have been at the festival all 4 days? Thank you. Thank you very much. Here's a tune that we'll jam. This is called Stingray. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
The banjo, folks. You know you love it. You can't sleep without it.
I'd like to do a tune that was written by the great songwriter Townes Van Zandt. And John and I had the good fortune to be with Newgrass Revival, the first people that ever actually recorded this tune. And we're proud to do it for you tonight. It's in the key of B natural if you're playing along at home. This is called the White Freightliner Blues.
We all need a lot more banjo. Just crank the shit out of it. Everybody needs a buttload there.
Well, I'm going out on the highway, listen to them big trucks whine. Oh, white freightliner, won't you steal away my mind?
Oh, Jeff, now.
Mexico ain't bad, though. People here, they treat you kind. Yes, they do. Well, New Mexico ain't bad, though. People here, they treat you kind. Oh, I'm afraid that I won't just steal away my mind.
Come on, man.
Have my friends are dying. Oh, you know it's bad news from Houston. Have my friends are dying. Oh, I'm afraid I won't just steal away my mind. Lord, I'm gonna ramble till I get back to where I came. Oh, Lord, I'm gonna ramble till I get back to where I came. Till that white freight line is gonna hold up with my freight. Hey.
Got right here, Greg Allman on the keyboards and vocals, Danny Lewis on piano, Andy Hess from Government Mule on the bass, and Paul Riddle, the original Marshall Tucker Band drummer. No time. You've got this careless husband.
dash.